Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here and I'm back with another video. And this rant video is going to be about a lot of different things that have been on my mind over the past couple of days. Basically, I've been listening to Drexel's podcast over on the MGTOWN podcast. If you haven't checked that out, definitely subscribe and check the show we did with Hammerhand and just a lot of the other stuff that's just really good information for men and just anybody that's red-pilled in general. Just good stuff all around. But there's just been a lot of things that have recently gone on, and mainly what I want to talk about first is the fact that I'm noticing a lot more of these thirst traps from women in my social media. Like, I was looking today, and I'm just like, man, like, this woman, she's got a husband and kids, and she's showing, I mean, she's cute, but she's showing pictures of her, like, ass hanging out and shit, and I'm like, dude, like, really? And basically, she's going and showing, you know how, like, Facebook will go and basically find your old popular photos. Well, she's basically looking for popular photos she did, like, back in 2020. And she's posting them again on there. And they're just her, like, ass cheeks hanging out and shit. And I'm like, yeah, I get it. She does modeling. But damn, man. Like, really? Those are probably some of the most lewd pictures she's ever done. And like, why do you have to like bring those up now? And then I had this one picture from a girl and it was just like, I don't even know. I don't know if that's her arm. I don't know if that's her fucking ass. I don't know what it is. It's just like a weird part of her body and she says it's like art. It's like, yeah, I don't get all that anymore. You know, but this is just stuff we know goes on now. And I'm just getting to the point where I'm just kind of just passing through it. Because it really doesn't mean anything. It's just like a lot of women looking for guys' attention. And again, that doesn't mean that they're going to go with these guys. They're just looking for simps to kind of, you know, tell them how pretty they look and all that kind of stuff. And it's just, it's whatever. But I don't know. I mean, a lot of people would probably get upset. Well, women would probably get upset and say, oh, you're criticizing women, which means you must hate them. And I think that's one of the fucking stupidest statements, you know, in the entire manosphere. You know, it's used a lot. You hate women. You hate women. It's like, no, I don't. If somebody actually hated women, they'd probably be running after them with, like, a chainsaw. Fucking Texas Chainsaw Massacre style, Leatherface style. No, dude. It's just one of those things where I'm like, dude, if we can't criticize and point out things in women that we don't like, you know, then why do they get to point out things in men that they don't like? You know, I'm not saying that everybody has to conform to everybody else's idea, but I mean, come on. First of all, it's pretty well known that women don't actually like simps. Like, they like the money from the simps and the attention from the simps, but they won't marry or fucking date the simps, and they definitely won't fuck them, you know. But I don't know. Like, there's just been so much on my mind recently. Maybe it's just the lion's mane, and I was overworked today, so I mean, everything is kind of a jumble. But basically what I'm getting at here is there's a lot of miscommunication between men and women in the manosphere. It's been going on for a long time. And it's basically like, okay, we can't have this sphere where we can hang out and kind of have fun and talk about guy things and good movies and good games and stuff of the past that's really good. One of the things that they were talking about with Hammerhand was that all media pretty much, now Drex was saying 2005, but he said it right the first time, which is 2010. I pretty much don't download anything, like if I'm getting a series or something, and like it's a torrent and there's like, it goes past 2010, I don't get anything past 2010. Because I'm like, that's when everything started getting fucking woke. Like, say you're getting Saturday Night Live, you know? I mean, you might want to get the 70s if you want to see the old stuff. You get the 80s for the classic, you know, and the 90s, of course. But you might get some of the 2000s, you know, when things were just about... I think that was about the dulling of the edge. Like, things were stopped being edgy, and humor started getting a little bit more politically correct. But if you're gonna, you know, you don't want to get anything from the 2010s. Because everything from the 2010s is when the new generation came in, the wokeness started. That's when all that stuff happened, like 2010. I literally don't get anything, like, media-wise around 2010. Unless it was blatantly something that was made, like, against the woke culture. Like, if it's something that, hey, this was never woke to begin with. Like, if somebody made a series today and it's not woke, yeah, I'll check that out. But I'm talking about, like, if I'm getting an old series, like, even with The Simpsons, like, yeah, I'm not going to go any farther than, you know, 2010. Because that's pretty much all you need. You got the original 90s, you got 2010, that's far. You don't want to go any further than that. Family Guy, you know, 2010. Some people wouldn't even go that far. But I'm just saying, if you're getting series, you don't want to go too far ahead, because then you'll start to get to the more progressive stuff, and it's gonna just destroy the good memories that you have. You're gonna see, like, the really edgy, good, manly, masculine, crazy stuff, and then it's gonna go right into Wokeville, and, like, no, I don't want that, you know. And I'm not even talking about, like, masculine as a I'm talking about mainly, you know, not PC. You guys know what I mean. Like, The Simpsons was pretty controversial back in the day. And that sounds hard to believe, but it definitely was very controversial when Matt Groening first started it out. Now, it's a completely different ideal. Just like, you know, Family Guy, it's remained not as progressive, but there's still bits of progressive here and there. It doesn't push the politics as far as some of these other shows. Like, there's shit like BoJack Horseman and stuff like that I won't watch at all. Rick and Morty started getting a little more political, of course. Justin Roiland was trying to, you know, he's not necessarily a wokey, so, you know, he's probably one of the only factors they have for that show remaining the way it does. And it's still popular despite the fact that it's not completely woke, even though I know for a fact that a lot of women and immigrant women are actually drawing some of that stuff, because I talked to one of them. Yeah, funny, the people you meet on social media, right, when you're running around on groups, like, oh yeah, I got a friend who drew the stuff in Rick and Morty, and she was basically showing me her art and all that, and I was like, oh, okay. He's like, yep. And that's when I was trying to tell you guys that basically, when you're an immigrant woman and you want, like, a six-figure job, it's really not fucking hard to get, because they train you on the job. You don't even have to have a degree. They'll get you in as a diversity hire. It's so fucking funny. Like, there's guys struggling, and these women can just walk right in and get these fucking six. Look at my six-figure job. Yeah, because they fucking train you, you know. I mean, that's a criticism, right? I mean, that doesn't mean I hate women. Like, I don't like the fact that women get that opportunity and men don't, you know, or that even, like, immigrants. Oh, yeah, we're gonna, you know, you're an immigrant, so we're gonna give you special priority in this country as compared to people that actually have been living there their whole lives and are struggling to get a job or a decent job or good jobs. You know, that's a problem. That's still a problem in this country. It's not right. You know, and I gotta agree with Hammerhand. He said in about 15 years, they're trying to push all this shit through. And I believe it. He says it's not about the money. It's about trying to change the culture. And they're doing it, dude. They're changing the fucking men into girls. I see it a lot. All these guys, they're just... Oh, I gotta have pussy, 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 pussy. I'm like, dude, pussy's fucking everywhere. And, you know, a lot of the guys that want it so bad aren't getting it anyway. It's just like, god damn. I just don't get it, man. I don't get it. You know, but a little bit about me. One of the things that's very, very important, I want to talk about this, is I was definitely the kid that they wanted to turn into a fucking girl, and I definitely believe I was a bit feminized because of that shit. Now, it's because of the manosphere that's helped me to turn around. I'm never going to be the masculine Uber Chad, but, dude, I'm definitely much more closer to masculinity than I was. And you got to keep in mind, this all started back in third grade when the teacher didn't like that I couldn't fucking sit still. I was hyper. I wanted to, you know, I had imagination. I would rather play than listen to some bullshit. You know, I like to draw, so I'd always draw like little comics and stuff like that. Or write songs, you know. I always kind of kept myself fucking busy. And they didn't like that. They wanted me to sit still and pay attention. Like, it's not like I didn't know what the hell they were talking about, you know. I did fairly well in school except for math. I was always struggling in math even before the Ritalin, you know, pills that they had me on for 10 years. Yeah, I struggled with that shit. I still struggle with math a little bit. That's one thing I've just not been very good on. That's one reason why I don't have the genius point, why I'm only 120 instead of 130 on the IQ, is because of mathematics. And I had that professionally done. I didn't have it done on the internet. And of course the psychologist said, well, you know, you're just gonna have problems with this and that. And I said, well, yeah, I know. It's just something I'm gonna have to rely on calculators and things like that for. But as far as everything else, I did fairly well on. I mean, I'm definitely not stupid. I've got an IQ of 120, which is nothing to, you know, nothing to be ashamed of, for sure. But, you know, it's not even that. It's the fact that, you know, I didn't really get a chance to be a masculine boy. Because what they were trying to do with all these pills, man, the Ritalin, like, I always kind of wonder what I would have been like if I hadn't taken that stuff. If my mother had taken a firm, it was her idea, by the way. My father was against it. But if my mother had taken a firm step or my father had stepped in, you know, my father was right, actually, about a lot of it. And I should have been off those pills a long time ago. You know, and I ended up agreeing with her, but my father was right. And I mean, it took me fucking 20 years before I realized he was right. It took a lot before I realized that even though I had a slightly abusive childhood, the old man definitely wasn't wrong about a lot of things he said. And one of those was that, okay, yes, I was on the spectrum, but I didn't have the ADHD and I didn't need to be on the Ritalin at all. And I was on Ritalin, Tofranil, Sylert, I was on Clonidine. I had to take Clonidine to go to sleep. They actually had me addicted to Clonidine. I couldn't sleep without it until I was in a mental home. They took me off of it. But a lot of you guys know this story, some of you don't. But I always wonder, you know, what would I have been like if my mother just said, you know what, this sounds like bullshit, I'm not putting my son on all this medicine, he doesn't need a counselor, he doesn't need a psychologist, he doesn't need the fucking state in his life. And that's what happened. They fucking used me to basically market all their goddamn big pharma pills and products and all that shit, which fucked up a whole goddamn generation of kids. You know, I was a test dummy for the Adderall generation. They had me on Adderall before anybody was on Adderall. They had me on that shit. They had me on just so much bullshit, guys. And it fucked with me. It definitely feminizes a man. What does Ritalin do? It fucking settles you down. You know how, it's one reason I got off the pills. Because one thing that happened when I got on Ritalin is it slows the world down. Like, it slows everything down. It's like being numb. It's like being a zombie. It's the horrible, horrible shit. You don't want to put your kids on that shit. It just makes you, like, I mean, it does make you sit down and fucking pay attention, and because you just, everything slows down. Your thoughts aren't, you know, like, my thoughts race and stuff like that, because, yeah, I'm on the spectrum and I have the anxiety or whatever. I don't know. Maybe it's just part of the autism. But anyway, at any rate, it felt weird being in my head with it so slow. I was used to everything being quite fast, and when everything was just like, you know, it was just like, no, I can't do this. I remember I even took that shit one time in high school, and I used to joke around and laugh and just make all kinds of funny, do all kinds of funny things with guys that I still know. I see them every once in a while on Facebook, you know, but when I was there in that class, I would basically just have a good time. And I was taking those pills for like one day. And the guy looked at me the next day and said, dude, are you on those pills? I said, no. He said, never fucking take those pills again. And I said, well, why? He said, dude, you are boring as shit. You were like a zombie. I didn't even recognize you anymore. I'm like, really? He's like, yeah, that shit, don't ever take that shit again. And I said to my father, at the age of 18, I said, this shit has got me numb. It's actually talked me into being suicidal. And I didn't even know why. Like, I didn't know what was going on. I literally said to my father at the time, I said, this shit's making me suicidal. And he said, well, you got to get off that now. He said, I want you off that. So I never took that bullshit again. And I've never taken any bullshit since. Yeah, I'm taking the lion's mane now for my anxiety, but that's a little different. And I'll be taking cordyceps with that, you know, for you guys that are afraid of, like... basically, let me tell it to you like this. I've been taking genius mushrooms ever since I started this fucking shit, like, back when TFM recommended lion's mane. I just picked up genius mushrooms. And I'm so glad I picked that up instead of regular lion's mane, because it does kill your libido. But it's good to know that it's not like a permanent killer. Like, people on Reddit get all upset. Oh, I killed my libido. Well, yeah, you're supposed to take it with cordyceps, which raises your libido and your testosterone, by the way. And reishi, which calms you the fuck down. Not that reishi, but real reishi mushroom. So basically, you have a combination of the lion's mane for focus and energy, and then you have the cordyceps, which gives you a little more energy, and the testosterone, the stuff that men need, you know, the drive. Trust me, I never had a problem with the cordyceps mix. So, I mean, there is a slight thing that the cordyceps can give you anxiety too, but I've been on it for 3 fucking years, and the only anxiety attack I ever had dealt with my workplace. It dealt with my workplace. So basically, since I don't have that issue anymore, I'm not with that, I'm not on the night shift, I'm getting sleep proper again, my body is starting to go back to normal. It took a while, and I know it's going to take a little while longer, but we're getting there. And I'm going to get back into working out, like Drex said, you know, go lift something heavy. I got heavy things to lift, Drex, I really do. I got these 40-pound, 30-pound dumbbells in here, I got them. I got stuff, I got a Tower 2000, I got a lot of stuff I can lift. I got a concrete block in here if I want to. I got heavy stuff to lift. Jordan Peterson says, lift the heaviest thing in your room. It might not be bad, you know. I used to, I did lift it one time. And I liked it when I lifted. So maybe I need to go back to doing that. Watching those masculine movies and lifting weights again, you know. That's good. That's a good masculine thing to do. I think men need to do that. I'm not drinking pops like I was. I'm not consuming a lot of that. I'm not consuming hot sauce like I was either, you know. But, you know, just changing different things in my diet. Now, it's not going to be completely the same. I still like my chicken. And I still like my, I get my General Tso's chicken. And I had macaroni and cheese and mashed potatoes. It didn't do much to me. I didn't think it would. It wasn't, you know, fucking hot wings. I mean, if you eat hot wings every day, you're going to have fucking stomach problems. I mean, that just goes without saying. Oh, what I've heartburn? You had fucking hot wings. What I've heartburn? You had the goddamn spicy chalupa shit. Of course you got fucking heartburn. You know? I mean, just goes without saying. Doesn't mean I can't even still drink alcohol. I can. I'm pretty sure I can drink it in moderation. I'm going to ask my doctor about that. And I don't think I'm going to have a problem with that. But at any rate, yeah, there's been a lot going through my head lately. And a lot of it was about my health. But after actually having the clarity of mind to actually pay attention to and listen to all these conversations I heard, you know, Drexel talked with Aiden Paladin. Of course, reminds me ridiculously of my ex-girlfriend who was also on the spectrum. Let me tell you the reminders, because this is really freaky. Basically, my ex-girlfriend, she was on the spectrum. And I didn't really even give her a chance, so to speak. So it's really not, I can't say she was a thought or anything. She wasn't necessarily the most attractive person in the world, but she was pretty cool. And she would have been down with being a decent wife. I don't think she would have fucked around on me or anything, because she really didn't have a whole lot of options. I mean, but she was cool. Like, is generally into a lot of the same hobbies and stuff. And I mean generally into the hobby. She was one of that below 10% that Aiden was talking about. And let me tell you one thing about her. You know, Aiden was saying, oh, you know, I'm a good little Christian girl, but I was Norse pagan a couple weeks ago. Let me tell you, my ex was Norse pagan. Asatru is what they called it. She would say, oh, I gotta go bury a loaf of bread again and stuff like that. So I was like, yeah. And she was willing to get anime and all that stuff. A lot of people said, well, you know, she might have actually been a unicorn. But she might have been. I may have missed my chance on that one. But at the same time, you know, you really can't tell these things. Because, you know, when you have your first little dates and stuff, you don't know how things are actually going to work out. And, I mean, it was me that broke up with her twice. It wasn't her that, you know, dumped me or anything. And, I pretty much said I thought she was a lesbian. Of course, she did have her little fling with a girl. Is she with anybody now? No. But she's like 500 pounds now. So, I don't know if that's just her diet, which seems to be pretty healthy from what she posted. She would used to post her stuff on Instagram, I guess. But at any rate, I don't know how the hell she got so big. It's weird. She's not pregnant or anything. Never had kids. Wanted kids. It's just one of those things, you know. You miss out on certain decisions you don't make. It's like, well, you know, maybe I could have tried it, pulled it out. Do you think I think I would have still been part of the manosphere even then? Because she wasn't into a lot of that woke shit. you know, we were old-fashioned in a way. And we weren't, and I mean, they're not into all that crazy feminism and all that crap. She was like all into Odin and all that kind of thing. So, you know, it wasn't like that. I don't think she would have been down for all that. But, you know, I hear Aiden and I'm like, yeah, that probably would have been how we would have done things. We would have played little fantasy games and stuff. She was all into that D&D, all that kind of crap. And they said, oh yeah, I mean, that could have been, you know, maybe another life, who knows. But at this rate, you know, it's one decision I didn't make, and I do kind of regret it. But at the same time, life is about learning to accept the choices that you've made. You know, I even remember my adopted sister. She told me, she said, you know, this one might actually end up being your wife. Another interesting thing, when we had our very first date, she wanted to watch The Fountain. That's the movie we watched. And that's the one, of course, that Aiden was talking about. I'm like, of course she'd talk about The Fountain. So it was really freaky. I'm like, really? Damn, that's crazy how this girl was a lot like my ex. It's like they were into a lot of the same shit. So, it's bizarre. And yeah, we did get it on. But that's the first time I realized, guys, that I wasn't that interested in sex as I thought I was. Like, here I am. And when I first met her, she was skinny. She had gigantic anime size, not even joking, anime size enormous tits, okay? She did. And we wanted to fuck. We both gotten drunk a little bit, and we decided we were going to do that. She said a bunch of stuff, and, you know, we said crap we didn't mean, and then we got it on. And it was fun when we were drunk. It was fun. It was enjoyable. I had fun. I used a condom. And then, like, the next, like, the morning, we decided to have sex, and I'm like, it didn't feel that great. I'm like, here I am inside of this woman, beautiful, you know, gorgeous body, vagina here, but I'm not feeling anything. Like, I don't know if it's a condom, I don't know if I wasn't into it, but I just felt like I was putting my dick into, like, you know, like a piece of meat, there was no feeling there. There wasn't anything going on. I was just, you know, you were hard and you were just thrusting in and out. But I didn't get anything. Like, she was bored, I was bored, I ended up finishing in the shower, and it was not a very good way to end our little date. But, you know, we tried again, of course, and she gained a considerable amount of weight. And then after that, we tried it, and I was like, I couldn't even do it. Like, nope. But it's just one of those things. I mean, would there have been maybe I would have been able to, you know, if I talked it over. But, at the same time, it wasn't that big of a deal to me. I mean, here I am having sex with a beautiful woman. And I'm not just, like, there isn't a great light that's shining through. Like, there's no, it's just like, okay, well, that's a thing. So, I don't know what it is with these guys and their obsession with pussy. I think it has a lot more to do with societal validation or social validation than it does the actual pussy, because it just didn't do much for me. You know, I wasn't really just losing my mind over it. But, you know, what I did like is the wholesome things that Aiden was talking about. And I was like, yeah, that probably would have been some of the things we would have done. And, it is what it is. I mean, again, you have to accept the choices that you made. It's like, I chose not to carry that further. I chose to act like an asshole. And a lot of times, a lot of the relationships that I had back in the day with women that could have potentially been... Now, I'm not saying they all would have been faithful. Not at all. Not at all. But what I am saying is that, yeah, there's a lot of me that was like, oh, I find this... Again, I said that porn kind of ruined me a little bit. And that's because I was looking at these smoke shows, and I was like, yeah, I'm not really, you know, trying to get... I mean, it's nice to get a woman that's attractive, but at the same time, if you get one that's decent looking and she's cool, like, you can actually, like, okay, this one's actually decent enough, I can go ahead and, you know, hang out with her and have a good time and help raise the kids and, you know, just enjoy life and things like that. That's cool. I mean, that was something that was attainable back in my time. Like, you could do that. This was the early 2000s. So, yeah. It was a different era. It wasn't 2010. So, yeah, like, let's see. Last date we had was 2007. So that shows you how far back we were going. But, yeah, there was just a lot that was revealed, and of course I was listening to the wholesome conversations with Kat of how, you know, Drexel's trying to basically fatten her up, it seems, because they're constantly going out to restaurants to eat. And it's like, oh, well, we went to this place, and then we went to this place, and on that one we went to that place. It's like, she's got to be built like a spoon, literally, if he doesn't stop taking her out to eat so much. Oh, man. But it was great to hear that stuff. And it's good. There's so much goddamn shit on MGTOW.TV and on YouTube about, oh, this guy's a cuck. I mean, this guy's a cuck is useful information. If there's a guy that's a literal cuck and he's like, you know, telling guys to fucking simp for these girls, which I never fucking did. I never fucking did. And I think they respected me because I wasn't gonna do that. That's one thing I'm like, dude, if you're gonna start shit, I don't want anything to do with you. Like, I don't got any interest in that. Hold on, let me speed this up a bit. There we go. Like, I don't got any interest in you if you're gonna start shit. Like, I actually remember I was talking with a girl, and she's like, well, I don't usually wash the dishes, but I'm gonna go ahead and wash your dishes this time. Because we gotta hurry up and get ready, because, you know, I had to take a shower. I was like, hey, I gotta take a shower, but there's all these dishes. Can you go ahead and handle them? And she's like, well, I don't really like washing dishes, but I'll do it. Like, I asked her to do something, you know, it's a little different. And she liked the fact that when we were together, we actually planned things out. Like, I'm like, well, she's like, well, what do you want to do with this? What do you want to do with that? Because that's how you're supposed to do. You ask the man, you defer to his opinion, and then you go ahead and, you know, that's just how things are supposed to be fucking run. And of course, she said she didn't like the fact that a man wouldn't help her move furniture and shit like that. And I'm like, well, yeah, I mean, men are supposed to fucking do that. I need you to move this. I need you to do that. I need you to... I mean, yes, we are workhorses, but that's what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to do the heavy lifting and all that. And a woman says, I need a man. Well, we know why you need a man. You need a man to do all the man stuff. Like, I need a man to do man shit. And women of my era, like a lot of these women, they'll admit that. They're going to be like, oh, I can do it all by myself. I'm a strong, independent. The fuck you. No. No. It isn't working. I've seen you, Short Sue or whatever. Shorty Susan. Not that Susan, but Shorty Susan. Like, I can't live. I can't get to that. Can you get that for me? Like, I can't lift that. Can you get that? And it's like, yeah, I'll get it. To pick up these things, because they got women in the back now of the building where all the usually men are. Well, I mean, they got so they can't lift up these heavy ass boxes that are filled with all this freight. Like, so I gotta do it. I gotta lift this shit off and do it. I mean, that's my main job, is to sort freight. So I basically have to grab these big ass boxes. Some of them are light. Some of them are heavy as shit. Some of them are like, God damn, that's heavy. Some of them, I'm like, man, I need to get lifting these goddamn weights again so I pick up these boxes easier and not hurt my goddamn back. That's what I'm saying. But yeah, women will be like, I can't pick that up. You're going to have to pick that up. They'll leave that shit on the line and I'll have to go pick it up. Because I know she ain't going to pick it up. And I got to be careful of my damn back, too. That's why I said I need to get back lifting again so it won't hurt me so bad on my goddamn back. I won't have to worry about my back struggle. Got more arm strength that I could go ahead and pick shit up. Because I remember when I was lifting, bruh, you talk about some strength. I was like, man, I could pick this up. There ain't no goddamn problem. That shit felt good. You start feeling like a fucking man when you can start lifting that shit. Like, that's something you guys really need to fucking realize, how much just a couple, an hour or so a day of lifting, like even a 20, 30 minutes, 40 minutes, whatever, anime episode a day, go ahead and do some lifting, you know, different lifts, different kinds of exercises. That shit fucking made a difference. I actually felt like I had more testosterone, which I did because lifting and shit builds your testosterone. That's how you build a lot of muscle, builds, you know, testosterone in men. So, and I had that cordyceps and all that, so that was giving me extra testosterone because I had that mixture. I had that lion's mane, which was, you know, basically lion's mane takes out your DHT, but cordyceps basically increases it. So it basically levels it out. That's why they mix them together. You gotta take them together. But some people with super high anxiety, like me, have to be careful with cordyceps. But I think with the reishi, that shit was pretty much... I mean, did I have moments? Yeah. But did I go through them? Yeah. The only part that I ever had a bad anxiety attack, like attack, was when I had that situation at my workplace and I wasn't getting the right proper amount of sleep at night and my body was all fucked up. Yeah, that caused my problem. And I was pouring ridiculous copious amounts of fucking caffeine into my body. It's not even pop, it's coffee. It's anything like that. Like, I'm sorry, I know folks pop these energy drinks like crazy. Caffeine will give you anxiety like hell that you've never had if you constantly fight. You're gonna have the jitters, you're gonna twitch, you're gonna have all kinds of shit going on. Because you're constantly pouring caffeine into your body, which isn't good for your stomach, it ain't good for a lot of shit. You're not supposed, caffeine is okay in small doses. But the way people drink these fucking energy drinks, and I see, look, I was going to go on the chivalry stream and say one thing that needs to change is you guys need to stop eating this goddamn, and I'm not talking about going to, I mean, fast food is a problem, sure, but I'm talking about a guy that for his lunch, you know, you have your lunchtime, you know what these men eat? These men are eating a big ass bag of potatoes, I mean, big ass bag of Cheetos and a Mountain Dew. Big ass bag of Doritos. I'm not talking the small bags. I'm talking them get a big full ass size bag. And Dr. Pepper, a Coke. And that's their fucking lunch. Like, that's what they eat. And it's like, ain't nobody trying to eat a banana. Ain't nobody trying to eat no apples. Ain't nobody trying to eat nothing. It's all just these guys eating this damn, like, literal fucking junk food. We can go in on and on and hours about how, you know, fast food is junk food too. But I think fast food is actually in a just a higher, maybe a little bit higher quality than what you're getting if you're just going to eat a bag of Doritos and a goddamn Mountain Dew. Like, it's probably not that much higher, but it's something. It's something sustenance. Besides, even if it's fake-ass fucking Taco Bell freeze-dried fucking meat, at least it's some goddamn meat. You got guys eating, oh, I'm gonna eat my damn... You all have Cheetos. I remember one time a girl, skinny girl, basically got in there, and she bought a big-ass tube car, you know, one of these big old tubs of Cheez-It Paws. And I looked at her and I said, that's what you're going to eat for dinner tonight? And she looked at me and she said, well, that's not the only thing I'm going to eat. I was like, please tell me this damn woman is not going to sit and eat this whole goddamn tub. I mean, this tub is probably about the size of 4 or 5 bags of them fucking Cheetos paws. And that's what she was eating. I'm like, you got to be kidding me. Ain't no goddamn way. And I see what they snack on. Bringing candy, bringing in fruit snacks. I'm not talking about the, you know, some of the fruit snacks are healthy. These ones wasn't. Bringing in, you know, again, chips and crackers. And well, I mean, crackers is okay, but, you know, just you know what I'm talking about. It's just the diet in this country is absolute dog shit. You know what? I was in a hospital emergency room with my mother. She was having some horrible gastro. Like, she didn't know what was going on. And a nurse, she says to me, because I'm like, I need to find something. My mother was talking about how she, you know, was falling out. And, of course, I forgot she was supposed to have a x-ray. So I'm like, well, I was going to get her some peanut butter crackers. And, of course, the nurse, I said, nurse, I've got her in there eating. The nurse is like, oh, shit. So basically, the nurse, she goes in there and says, oh, no, you can't eat. You gotta stop that. And I said to her, I said, I didn't really see any fucking healthy options in that machine. Like, there's no healthy options. This is a hospital. And y'all got, like, I figured peanut butter crackers be the healthiest thing on there. And she's like, peanut butter is the worst thing you want to put in the stomach when it's got problems. And she says, nothing in that machine is healthy. Not a fucking thing in that machine is healthy. And that just goes to show you, this is a nurse that's been working. This is a 60-year-old nurse that's been there for a long time in an emergency room. Probably sees this shit all the time and says, none of that shit is healthy. She says, I don't even know how people live on fast food. And she says, I said, fast food's really hard to deal to, you know, because it's really convenient. And she says, you know how to deal with fast food? I said, how? You just drive by. You just drive right by it. Just drive right by it. You don't go eat it. It's true. Fast food is not technically good for you. It's not good for you. We love comfort food here in America. We love comfort food. We love it. I love it. It's good shit. But damn it, folks do need to start eating a little healthier. And even if I don't have the best lunch, I have a banana in the morning. I have an apple at night. That's apples, the last thing I eat. I really want guys to fucking start eating just a little better. I'm not saying you can't go have your fast food, but damn it. Eat some potatoes. Eat some vegetables. Eat some vegetables. Broccoli ain't gonna kill you. Green beans ain't gonna kill you. You know, have some of that. Eat some chicken. You know, my mother often makes oven-baked chicken. That's good shit. And mashed potatoes and, you know, get some green beans or something like that. That's good. That's good. That's a good hearty meal. You know, it's a long time before since people knew what that is. And before y'all say, oh, Grim can't cook. Grim, I used to cook when she worked. So I used to do the cooking, but now I work and she does the cooking. So that works for me, right? She goes in there, she puts the, you know, I know how to cook. I know how to read a goddamn recipe. Not an idiot. Maybe I do need to learn some new recipes, though. But, again, I have to be careful what I put in my damn stomach. And I ain't going with all this vegan shit. Basically, Humble Bundle had a cooking thing. And some of that shit sounded pretty good. By the way, Shaq got his own cookbook now. I don't know what the hell. It had some fried chicken on there. But, I mean, come on. Ain't nothing more goddamn stereotypical than a black man on a cookbook with a big old plate of fried chicken. I'm sorry. Look, that's what they have on that cover. If y'all don't believe me, y'all go look up Shaq's cookbook and see he's got a big ass plate of fried chicken right there on the cover. But no. But no, they had some basically some recipes in there, and I'm like, oh, some of this stuff pretty good. I might be able to make it. Some of this Asian dishes might be pretty good. Some of this other stuff. I'm trying not to go for hot stuff, you know, because that's what I got to kind of avoid for a little bit. But, you know, just other stuff that I can make that ain't boring shit, you know. You get tired of eating, like, boring shit, you know. And, you know, different spices, obviously not, like, hot spices, but different kinds of spices, you know, to flavor the food. That's good stuff. Men need to learn that. You know, it would be great if we had a Manosphere, a MGTOWN cookbook. You know, everybody get together, put their favorite recipes in there, and just have one that all men can kind of look at and learn some cooking skills, you know. Cooking is fun when you do it right. You know, I know how to brown meat and boil water and all that, but you know, you gotta learn your seasonings. You know, my mother, she always cooks her burgers a certain way. She basically puts in, oregano and Worcestershire. I think oregano and Worcestershire inside is what we usually put in. And maybe I think it's Italian seasoning. I'm not sure. It's been a while since I made the burgers. It's been a while since we had burgers, to be honest. But I remember that's how we used to make them. But yeah, there's a lot of different things you can learn, and you know, everybody has these family traditions and these recipes, and that's one thing that I remember one content creator, I can't remember who it was, but they said a lot of this was going to die out because a lot of the women aren't being taught to cook. You know, everybody's living on fast food, and I can prove that because I look at the goddamn drive-thru of the Burger King, and that shit is plumb full to the goddamn brim. I'm like, did everybody decide they were going to eat Burger King tonight and tomorrow and the next day and the day after that? And y'all wonder why y'all seeing these GIs and not even GI. And I'm not talking about, like, I'm talking about gastroenterologists. You wonder why you're seeing these people and doctors for this and doctors for that. You're putting all this shit in your stomach, which is goddamn pretty much poison, let's be honest with you now, not all of it. To Drexel's credit, there's definitely some real restaurants with some real good eating that's good, that's pretty good for you. May not be the best thing for you, but it's better than what you're going to get from McDonald's or Taco Bell or Burger King or something like that. I don't even eat a fucking Burger King no more. You'd have to push me to eat a Burger King or McDonald's. I'll eat at Arby's, but I won't eat at no Burger King. I will not touch McDonald's. I have not touched McDonald's in fucking years. I will not eat there. Cannot fucking get me to eat at McDonald's. But, yeah, I mean, it just, you know, there's foods you can eat that's actually pretty damn good and healthy and all that for you. There's a Mexican restaurant that may not be too bad. I used to get the nachos from there, and they, you know, they would give a mixed nachos, where you get the chicken and the beef and the, you know, I think they had steak. I would get that. That was good. You know, I would get stuff like that sometimes. I won't say it's super healthy, but you get stuff like that, and it's actually, you know, cooked well, and there's a lot of stuff you can get. There's healthy options at Chinese restaurants, actually. They have fruits. They have vegetables you can get. I don't know how healthy some sushi is, but sushi is fish. There's a fish that they actually have at our sushi restaurant, at our Chinese restaurant. It's a red fish. I don't know what kind of fish it is, but I usually cut off pieces of that, and that's pretty good. I'm not saying everything there is healthy. Obviously, there's a lot of fried and fatty foods there, but there's different options you can have it, you know. So, but I mean, people do deserve to pig out every once in a while. Even bodybuilders have cheat meals, okay? Fucking high class, hardcore, professional bodybuilders have these big ass cheat meals. They have monster cheat meals. And that's just what they do. Because they eat a lot of chicken breasts. They eat so much chicken breasts, they think they're going to fly. That's just how that goes. But I just really want to see guys eating a little more better than what they are. Because you're going to wind up like me, you know. Obviously, my condition's not that bad. I caught it before it could get bad. But it could have been much worse, you know. So you guys really got to, you know, think about that. And don't get too stressed. Don't let the stress. Stress causes gastritis, man. So don't let just distress fucking get over you. The stress of not getting in a relationship or anything like that. And one thing, one final thing I want to touch on here. Before we end this. One final thing I want to touch on here is very important, actually. Let's go past this. I'm not worried about that. Basically, guys, there's one thing I really want to focus on. There was a woman that was claiming that 1984 wasn't essentially a love story. It is a love story. It's a love story from a man's perspective. And that was one thing. Now, I was responding to this woman. And, of course, the person that made the main post, she deleted the post. But it was because the woman could not find anything to fire back at me with. Because she said, oh, I've read 1984. I said, no, you don't understand. 1984 is essentially, at its core, from reading the book, from watching both the 1980s remake movie and the original movie in black and white, it is essentially a love story between Winston and this woman that he is forbidden to have because of the party's rule and law. Remember, according to the party, only unattractive people are allowed to have sex with each other and only for purposes of procreation. That's it. And basically, what he does is he finds this woman that he finds pleasurable and beautiful. And he had, you know, they meet. They go all the way out into areas that are pretty much off limits by the party, into the wilderness. And they have sex there against the will of the party. They're pretty much heretics at that point. And remember, she was actually president of the pretty much the non-sex league. You know, I can't remember what they called it. But basically, it was like she was promoting anti-sex and all that kind of stuff. But really, her female nature proved that she wanted an attractive man, you know, older man. I guess Winston was a bit older than she was, but she wanted him to fuck her, and that's what they did. Now, eventually, horrible things happened to Winston, and the party was successful, but they still fought all that dystopia and all those rules and laws because they wanted to be together, and they wanted to try to prove that love conquers all, that it didn't matter what happened. However, this is what we need to think about. Even though I was, you know, proven right and the woman deleted her posts and all that shit, we need to keep in mind, guys, that love conquers all is a fucking myth. And anyone that's been in a marriage for 20 fucking years or more, like, you know, a long time, long-term marriage, will fucking tell you. That doesn't mean that there's no love. But it's not one of those, oh, if we have love, we'll... No. You're going to go through a bunch of fights, a bunch of bullshit, a bunch of crazy stuff. Because that's just how people are when they cohabitate. You know, that's just how things are cohabitating with another person. You're not going to fucking get along all the time. It's not going to be like the anime games, the hentai games, where they... You know, they eventually finds the girl and they live happily ever after. Happily ever after is a big fucking myth. Always has been. Don't fucking fall for it. Don't be one of these guys that's like, oh, I gotta just find my unicorn. Even the one I was talking about that could have been my potential unicorn. That doesn't mean we were gonna fight. Yeah, we were gonna fight. Of course we were gonna fight. If there's something that got... People fight over the craziest things. Oh, I gotta use the shower. Well, yeah, but I'm gotta go brush my teeth. It's like, yeah, but, well, hurry up, you know. You know, that's an argument right there. It's like, have you seen the sugar? No, I don't. He's like, can you help me look for it? I'm like, not right now. I'm busy doing something. You know, it's like, can you wait till I got some time? Maybe I'll help you look for where the damn sugar is. You know, that's what real fucking cohabitation is like. It's basically saying, hey, you know, things can't be done on your whim, at your will. You know, and at the same time, you can't expect that person to jump up and do everything for you. Like, people have their own fucking lives to live. You know, I do like what Aiden said, though, about spending like an hour and a half, which is actually a lot to ask for with couples that have kids and shit. But I understand what she's saying, but if you can spend like an hour at least with your partner a day, yeah, that's probably good. That probably does a lot of good for the relationship. Just watching a movie or YouTube videos or whatever. Yeah, that's good. It's probably good to do that bonding. I think you should do that with, you know, anybody you consider important at least once a week if you can. At least to show them you care. You know, I spend time with my mother. You know, she's old and I don't know how much longer she has on this planet. But I try to, you know, make the best of it, you know. So basically every Sunday I basically take off, you know, for doing my normal content and stuff. And I just spend the time with her. You know, we watch a movie, we play some games or whatever, Mario Party, stuff like that. Just enjoying and having fun, having a good time, watching a good movie, you know. That's enjoyable stuff, because she's not going to be around forever, and she's the only one I got. I'm not a mama's boy by any means, because we way disagree too much about shit. And I'm constantly getting on to her about this and that and the other. And, again, she needs to pay attention, because I'm the one that told her, hey, you need to get a scope. You need to find out what's going on. I hear that acid building up. Oh, it's fine. It's my sinus and blah, 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 blah. And then, of course, she goes to the doctor. Oh, you got gastritis. Well, I told her she had gastritis. And then the nurse is like, oh, well, yeah, she need to get a scope. And I said, what'd I tell you? You know, it's like I'm stupid or something. But no, we get into it sometimes, and that's normal. I mean, we ain't into it all the time. Sometimes she gets mad, runs into a room, shuts the door. Oh, yeah. You don't want to hear anything about, you know, certain things. I you know, it happens. Sometimes people, oh, I don't want to hear about that right now. You know, and it's just, that's life. Things are not fucking perfect. I mean, family members, relationships, personal relationships, lovers, whatever. Think you're always going to have these disagreements. I don't get why people think that shit is just, I don't know, it's just perfect sometimes. It's not fucking perfect sometimes. I don't know what they think. It's, I mean, there's good times. You definitely have good times, you know, where you watch a movie and enjoy it and all that. Yeah, that's cool, but it's not always like that. There's always shit that goes on, and that's disagreements and life. And I think my mother likes the fact that I'm stubborn, to be honest with you, because I'm a man. Men are stubborn. Men aren't just going to be like pushovers. I'm focusing on myself and getting these damn bills paid. I'm like, well, if I'm not going to get my taxes on time because of the IRS, I guess I'm going to have to pay the electric bill out of this paycheck that I got. Well, I mean, that's what's going to happen. I guess I'm just going to be like that for a while. Electric bill's got to get paid, though. That's my responsibility as a man to pay the damn bills. So electric bill's going to get paid. It might get paid a little later than normal, and I might not have as much money next week. But guess what? That motherfucking bill is going to be paid. We're going to have lights on in this motherfucker, and I'm going to continue to do my damn job, because that's what I like doing as far as this content. And I'm going to continue to work my ass off at that other job, doing shit I don't really care about, but getting that money, because that's what I'm trying to get right now. You know, maybe I can, I mean, I saved up. I got a 401k. I'm, you know, doing what I can. I don't know if I'm going to have that. I'm going to try to start getting me a little nest egg that I tried to build before, but it didn't work. But this time I'm definitely building me a nest egg. I'm building a nest egg. Hopefully it'll last a good couple of years. I'm going to keep building onto that nest egg. Maybe it'll put me at a disadvantage by a couple $100, but man, it's going to be worth it in the long run. I'm serious. Ain't no game in the world worth, you know, not having that money, because games are fun for a while. They can be fun for a long while, but at the same time, you can always get them later. I mean, they go on sale all the time. It ain't nothing you really need right now, you know? Unless it's like a bundle and it's going to be limited and shit like that. Sometimes you want to get dumb. But, you know, other than that, nah, it ain't nothing you really need. Honestly, if you need it that bad, just fucking pirate it. Like, I hate to even say that, but just, it is what it is. I mean, I got that Star Wars or whatever. I ain't pay for it. You think I'm a sport fucking Disney? Hell no. Not after they did that. What was that shit? I haven't seen it. I know everybody did a video on it, and they were talking about it in Drexel's 10,000th anniversary. I didn't even know it was a 10,000th stream. I would have been there. I would have told Tim, you know, can you let me at least give me 5 minutes or so to just go in there and wish Drexel like a, you know, a happy 10,000th. I didn't know what they were doing. I heard it was just a chivalry stream. I was like, I didn't know this was the 10,000 sub special. I would have been on there. You know, I wanted to thank him for getting to that, you know, and I was on those shows, you know. It's a big deal, man. You know, maybe I grabbed a few subs for them, or, you know, maybe they grabbed a few subs for me. I don't know. We got to help each other. We got to have you know, it's like that first guy that came in there said, was it Mega Max? I don't know. Maybe it was Mega Max. One guy said, like, brotherhood. Brotherhood. Yeah, we've got to have a brotherhood mentality here in the manosphere. We've got to fucking support each other over here. Not be fighting every goddamn buddy. We do need to call out the cucks. You know, oh, you're going to be right. No, I'm not going to be a goddamn footstool for a woman. You know, there's a old medieval, I don't know, I think it might have even been Beowulf. But they said something about that, basically, I think, what was it? No, I don't know. I don't think that's, well, yeah. But basically, it says that she was his, or he was her footstool or something, that she would put, or no, he would put his feet on her, I believe. She was his footstool. She would sit there and he put his feet on her. And you know what that represented? That represented the fact that he could, he was basically pushing his dominance as a man on her. That's my woman. That's my damn footstool. I'm putting my feet on her lap. I think that's what I was going for with that one. But yeah, we need to bring that back. A lot of people say, oh, I'm not a yes honey. I'm not a yes dear. Now, I shrug my damn shoulders on a lot of things. And I'll tell right straight, like even my mother, I'm like, I'm sorry, I'm not going to be able to buy that right now. You know, that ain't going to happen right now. I mean, I'm honest. I'm not going to fucking go in there and say, oh, no, no. I look at my money, I say, no, I ain't got the money for that right now. You're going to have to wait. And, sure enough, that's what happens. And of course, you know, my mother, she asked me for things. And I say, well, what if you have like a wife? It's like, it'd be the same shit. If I get married in my 40s, God forbid, if I find a woman in my 40s or some shit like that, and I'm like, it's going to be the same way. It's like, well, nah, we're going to look at this logically. We're going to look at this properly. We're going to look at this with some common damn sense, because that's what I believe in. Common sense. It says I got $40 in there. That right there, you gonna leave me with like $10. I ain't going off $10. You can wait a couple of days. You don't need it right now. I swear to God you don't need it right now. Ain't no way you need it right now. I mean, you won't do without for long, but you will do without today. You will do without today because I ain't got the money for it. It's like, I'll pick it up later, but not right now. It ain't that big a priority. It's like you better find something in, you can use as a substitute. But that's just the way I deal with things. That's the way I've talked things over. I'm not ever going to give in. Oh, well, you don't get no sex. Well, that's fine. I'll find something else to do. I mean, wasn't that worried about it? I mean, geez. I don't even know, folks. But yeah, that's the way I handle a lot. Like people, I figured y'all want to know like how I handle these kinds of situations when it comes to women. Like you're not gonna, no, hell no. I don't care, it's like. Now, I mean, I will help, you know, do the manly stuff. Like, oh, you need to help do that or do this, yeah. But I don't ever want it to be like one situation where a good buddy of mine was with this woman. And basically this woman, they were together, they were married, they did the whole nine yards. And basically it done got to the point where she was working and he was not. So he basically looks at me, this man, he's done a lot of crazy shit in his life, dealt with a lot of bad motherfuckers. And he looks at me and he says to me, he says, Grim, he says, we need to get this shit done before she comes home because I don't want to hear her. So we need to hurry up and get all this done and clean because I don't want to hear her. I don't want to hear her mouth. I'm like, you're the man. Like, can't you fucking do something? Like, I mean, they didn't stay together for long. I mean, they were together for maybe a few years, but they didn't stay together. They weren't together for very long. And then he found another girl, of course, and she, man, had four kids with her. And then she ran off with another dude. So, that's some shit, ain't it? But, it happened. It's the manosphere. Like, all this shit, all this fucking bullshit that we talk about this manosphere. We're so goddamn toxic. Oh, I'm getting so tired of this word toxic. I'm hearing this word so much in social media. Oh, you're toxic. This is toxic. This toxic behavior of men. Man, I want to be the toxic crusader. I am so fucking tired of this goddamn shit word just constantly being used about how toxic we all are in here. And it's like, maybe we need to be toxic because this goddamn coddled fucking world where I just want to watch old shit and I'm getting old myself and I want to watch things when they were good and remember good times and see strong masculine representation. Like, and when I say representation, I mean I want to see, I'm not talking about more representation, I'm talking about, no, I want to see masculine role model come back, or is somebody that would go in and say something that they'd be slapped for now by the cuck Will Smith. Cuck Smith over there, who Jada fucked over anyway, if you heard recently. Jada threw him under the goddamn bus anyway, or alopecia ass. Bald-headed looking ass. Like, from all them fucking weaves and shit. I will say, though, she was ripped when she's playing in that band. I give her that. When she's playing in that metal band, she was ripped. She was throwing Will around, bruh. She would fucking rip. Like, she would rip like a man. She was muscled up. I like, they showed one picture of her in that metal band she was in, which wasn't that good, I heard. Some people said it was alright. Some people said it wasn't that good. But, basically, yeah, she was hitting the damn gym hard. And Will, he wasn't hitting no gym. He was hitting the low rung of his acting career around that time. Yeah, it was... I remember when he started hitting that low rung, I was like, man, I used to like Will Smith's movies. I used to like Will Smith's raps. I used to like Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff. Didn't he do a song, Girls of the World Ain't Nothing But Trouble? Sorry to burst your bubble. That is a good one. That is a red pill song. Go back unless you're like, but he's a cuck. Yeah, he's a cuck now. But he said a lot of shit in that one song that is the truth. Like, for real. Like, it's corny as shit, but it's real. And you're like, I still can't believe Will Smith and DJ Jazzy Jeff fucking wrote that song. Like, Girls of the World Ain't Nothing But Trouble. I used to play that one a lot. Y'all think, oh, you listen to metal. I listen to everything. I'm thinking about going and listening to those Nas records that Trex keeps talking about. I said, maybe I missed something in Nas and Scarface, you know, dude was talking about. Well, go listen to them. See what I'm missing in some of this 90s hip-hop. Because I like my Ice-T, and maybe I need to go back and listen to old Ice Cube again. I know there's a War record that's pretty good. And there's a couple older records you got on there I want to listen to. I'll listen to a good hip-hop if it's good hip-hop. Like, if I feel what he's saying, I'm going to listen to it. Like, DMX has some songs on there that I feel, and I'm going to listen to. I was like, yeah, I understand what he's talking about. Like, I understand what he, you know, because it's a story. It's a story they're talking about. They're trying to tell, like, and he says Nas is like poetry. I was like, well, let me hear some Nas then. Let me hear some of this. Like, I need to go listen to a lot of that shit. But, yeah, you know... Again, there's been so much going through my mind lately with the health and the women and, you know, just everything that's been going on with me. It's been interesting. But, you know, I think I'm over that health arc. I really do. I think I'm over the health arc. I feel like it's time for me to do some spring cleaning and clean out the, you know, maybe as a symbolic, you know, take out my garbage, which has been sitting there for a while. I mean, it's not trash. I mean, it's full, but it's not super full. It's not like coming out of the, you know, I ain't got like that kind of garbage thing going on. But it need to go out, and I need to get all this shit cleaned up. Get a vacuum cleaner in this motherfucker and vacuum this goddamn rug. I want to rip it out. I'll be honest with you guys. I want to rip this damn rug out of here. Get this hardwood floor. I don't mind hardwood floor, be honest. I've had hardwood floor when I lived in that apartment. You know, I lived with some roommates back in the day. I liked that hardwood floor. That was good shit. I didn't have no problem with that. I don't like this goddamn carpet. But anyway, yeah, now I'm just fucking rambling here. But anyway, hey, I thank y'all for listening to this one. Man, I didn't realize I was going to have such a full house in here. I might even just go on and say fuck the whole next content. I can always make that on, what, fucking Wednesday? I don't know what time it is. I don't know what day it is. Thursday? It's whatever. I can always do Sekiro and Mori Dreamers. But since y'all in here, hell, I'll just go ahead and stop this and throw in the open mic. And if people want to fucking talk, they can. So, yeah, I'm going to go in there. And thank you guys for listening to this whole stream of fucking consciousness rant. I think I made a bunch of good points in there. But at any rate, this is the Grim Lord. And I am out of here. See you guys next time.